We're joined now by Knoxville girls basketball coach Tracy Wilkins as the Panthers fall 48-22 on Friday. Well, Coach, you went to you want to do something different offensively. I think I know what you were doing. Was it man?
It was man, yeah. I mean, defensively, we've been playing man all year, but it's been a sagging man-to-man. And we really wanted to pick it up and pick them up a half court and then deny the passing lanes. And really it was kind of a sneak peek of the way that we really want to play defense in the program. We're just not quite there yet. And you could see that tonight that a lot of – you might have three or four players doing it, but then you had two players that weren't doing it. And it just doesn't work if you're not doing it as a team. The other thing that we kind of gave a sneak peek of is defense that we love to run that we call sting, and it's an all-out trapping defense that you just run like once or twice a game just to try to get some momentum going. We ran it about three times tonight. We were close to getting what we wanted out of it, but we were about a step slow a couple times. So it was kind of fun to give it a try and see what it looked like, and we could kind of show us some things that we kind of knew in the back of our minds that we weren't quite ready for that yet, but it's definitely where we want to be going.
And you know, with what the girls were doing there, sometimes you got some stops, especially early on. I tell you, Addie Williams, I had her for the player of the game. She didn't do anything spectacular except, you know, get a bloody nose and then come back and just go get on the court and not really care that she got, I don't know if she got kicked or her face buried in the court, but well, that girl just doesn't care. She was going to play all out tonight.
Right. Well, and that's really her kind of defense. She really loves that aggressive style of play, that fast-paced style of play. She's not a huge fan of the slowdown type stuff. So this really played into her strengths and what she likes to do. You know, she's got a couple fundamental things that we want to tweak with her a little bit, but she's an outstanding defensive player and just one of those engines that don't stop when she can. And so really appreciate her effort tonight. And like you said, we got beat up pretty good tonight.
And offensively, I hate to harp on it, but it just shots were there, just didn't get them to fall down.
Yeah, we were really pleased with the shots we got after the first probably 3 or 4 minutes. We have a tendency of trying to force it into Ayla too much, and that's partially my fault because we emphasize that in practice. We need Ayla to have touches because she's such a great passer from that high post area, and we kind of just forced it at the beginning. Once we got away from that, then execution offensively was really good. We just shot 9 for 48 from the field. I mean, you're not going to win a lot of games when you're shooting that kind of percentage. You just put yourself behind the eight ball a little bit.
Talking to Tracy Wilkins, Knoxville girls basketball coach on KNIA KRLS. Go into kind of an unusual week next week. It's a Monday Thursday instead of a Tuesday Friday. How's the week look for the girls? Because I mean, and by next week, midweek, you'll know your opponent in regionals as well.
Right. So we'll practice for about an hour on Sunday, just a pregame practice, get some shots up. Just so the girls are a little familiar with what Oskaloosa will bring in. But really what our goal is this week is we have two regular season games left. We really want the girls to enjoy the next two games. We'll probably go back to that defense that we've been running all year. We trying to find a blend between what we tried tonight and that to get that ready for tournament play a little bit. But we just really want the girls to enjoy the last two games and especially for those seniors because they've given everything they could. And so we just really want them to enjoy it.
You know, while, you know, things have not gone the way you wanted and, haven't won yet, these girls seem to really enjoy each other and just really – you've never had any concern of effort. They've always been out there giving effort.
Yeah, absolutely. And I felt bad for them. They really wanted this one tonight. I mean, I think that upped the level of frustration. I think we saw some things that where they were getting after each other a little harder than they normally do. And I just reminded them that I said, remember, you out there on the floor, that's who you have, you know. And it's like, you know, you don't have other people, so you need to make sure that you have each other's backs and that you're not getting after each other. Just because they want it so bad, and they're giving everything they have to get that. And I was just disappointed that we couldn't get it for him. I thought maybe there was an outside chance if we could get this press to work a little bit, we could get some layups and the defense to work, and it just didn't play out for us tonight. But like I said, we really want him to have fun these last two games, and we know the opponents are tough, but we just want to go out and enjoy ourselves.
And I understand you have a total now for Panthers versus Cancer.
Yeah, we do. We were a little over $13,400, so that was awesome. Hat goes off to Kalina and Dana for all the work they did with that and all the support from the community. You can't do it without all that support. And so, yeah, it was a good first time. So we're very appreciative.
All right. We'll see you Monday. And I know Oski's struggling a little bit, too, as you are. So, maybe a chance to, maybe at home play with it. You never know. That's why you play the game.
Yep, absolutely. We'll go out and have a little bit of fun and throw some different things at them and see what happens.
All right. That's Tracy Wilkins, Knoxville girls basketball coach. Panthers fall on Friday 48-22. We'll be back right after this on KNIA Care with Less.